Hi, it's Marcus McCaughan here on Audio Boo. Heading home, been up the town. Beautiful, been a beautiful day, very frosty, very icy, but very dry and sunny. So all in all, positive day, weather-wise at least. I have a card in front of me, and it reads Bank, Mince, Bread. That's the shopping list. It's not the one. No, I have a card. Seriously, I have a card. Because I had to write it down because, you know, my memory, trying to, especially if it's more than one topic. It's a subject that was raised by Chris Pilgrim. Who's that Pilgrim? Chris. Chris raised the question. In fact, apparently, apparently the goalposts have been widened, not moved, yes, Chris, to accommodate some of the responses he's had to his question about the purpose of existence, as it were. So I wrote the title down here, or I wrote it down somewhere, the full title. But I guess if I can remember, it's something like the purpose. Is there a purpose to the whole of existence? And if I remember what Chris said about that, was the not just the existence of us, or this earth, or our own planetary system, but of the whole cosmos, the whole universe, whatever you want to call it, solar system. Is there a purpose? I thought I'd have a lot of time to think about this, but I've been just so busy this week, it's been crazy, and I'll tell you about that in another piece of audio, but it's just been so hectic, to be honest with you. I've even had little chance to listen to Audio Boost. So I thought I had would have a good chance to listen to this, and sort of build up some some clever words or thoughts, but I haven't, and I'm being perfectly honest when I say I'm just going to talk off, straight from the cuff, off the top of my head. Yes, so I'm going to answer it as directly as the questions are asked, and it's a three-part one, so I'll go with the first one. Is there a purpose to the whole of existence? And we're not allowed to mention the religious side of things, by the way, so that's fine. In my own mind, I don't see that there is any purpose to life. This is where it gets a bit vague and gets a bit complicated. Where we have a purpose in our lives, as does other creatures. But if we're talking about the whole of the cosmos, and we're talking about looking at things not from ourselves or from our own world, but from the whole of the cosmos, as it were, I don't see that there is a purpose. And it's difficult to justify that. I just don't see that there is a purpose to it all. I think it's just, it's evolvement, development, which can be unique, or actually will be unique, to every single planet, asteroid, star, satellite, in the whole of the cosmos. And it's how each one of those gazillion planets, stars, whatever, that we know a lot of how many there are in the cosmos. It's how they develop, but I don't believe there's a purpose in that development. And since I can't get my head around, and I've spoken about this in the past, we had actually had quite a wee conversation at least a year ago, maybe a bit longer now. I remember, amongst others, I can't remember, I remember that Simon, SM2N, got involved in that conversation about how we human beings are apparently unable to think four-dimensionally. So we can't physically picture the end of the universe. You know, where does it stop? It can't stop. It's infinite. So, but how can it stop? Everyone's got to stop. maybe that's just muddy in the waters a wee bit. But so if I, and I'm speaking for myself here, so it's a personal, obviously a personal views and thoughts. If I can't think of something that exists without end, how can I possibly think of all that is there that we know of at the moment, the vastness, it's so bewildering. It's just beggars belief, you know, that I can't get my head around the fact that there would be a purpose. Now, bear in mind, I'm leaving aside the topic or the subject that's not allowed to be used in this conversation. So basing it on just purely how I would take this, I can't see there being a purpose. It's whatever happened, where it came from, it bewilders my mind, and in that same respect, and on a practical sense, I cannot see there being a purpose to it. And I'm sticking with the cosmos. I'm not talking about this planet. Again, I'm not talking about this planet or us. I'm talking about the cosmos. I don't see there is a purpose. Surely, is purpose not associated with plan? Do I believe that someone created the vastness of the universe, an infinite vastness, with some purpose in mind? No, I don't. Honestly, don't. I'm one of those people that can live... Oh, hi there. I've got a doggy at my side. Hello. I'm one of those people that can take both sides. You know, that I can take the faith, belief side, being a Christian. I'm staying away from it. I'm not involved in it. I'm just saying. And also live with the scientific, the hard facts, as it were, of life. I have my own reasoning, and I have my own... I mean, I should do my own response to that, actually, in a different piece of audio, completely. But I can live with both sides. And I don't believe that it was ever created with any purpose in mind. So, that kind of answers, if there is, what is it? Well, I don't believe there is, so I can jump straight to... It's like one of those multitask questions, isn't it, you know? I've jumped right past that one, because I believe there isn't. And if not, why not? Well, it simply goes back to what I've just said. That why would there be? Why should there be? To believe there is a purpose behind the cosmos, galaxy, universe. To believe there is actually a purpose behind it all. You have to believe, since purpose, in our minds at least, signifies intent. At least I see it that. It's maybe not the correct word, but let's say it's intent. It signals the fact that there has been intent from somewhere to create this vast cosmos with a plan, a purpose. And I just don't see it. I honestly just don't see it at all. I don't see how that could be done. Out. Purpose in itself is... Oh, what is purpose? What's the official grammar name for purpose? People out there will know. Clever people, like... Well, it's best not hand-pick people. Because the others will say, well, why did you pick me when you picked the clever people? Well, let's just say that people more aware of grammar, English grammar, etc., in the world, would understand what purpose is. It's not an adjective, is it? It's something else. And it's not a noun. So, if we did believe, if I did believe that there was purpose comes from intent, a plan, a thought, if you like, if not a belief. And I don't honestly believe that anyone is behind the whole thing. I'm taking time to think now, so I'm not falling asleep while I'm walking in the snow. If not, why not? Does what I've said cover? If not, why not? Yes, I think it does. I don't... If I try to say any more and try to think any more, I'm just going to get deeper and more obscure in what I've just said. I'd rather leave it as plain as the question is. Or can that question be plain? Can it be simple to answer it? Well, as I said, it probably takes a greater brain than mine to figure out the in infinity of the universe, which has kept me awake on many's a night. And I'll leave that at that. Is there another part to this? I've written something else down here. Existence, world, and that's it. Yeah. It's a kind of three part, but if you don't believe in one part, you can skip that, so it becomes a two part. And then you can, I suppose you can, and people have been adding in to the conversation with their own thoughts. I have loads to listen to. I listened to a bit of Paul O'Mahony this morning, and he mentioned so many people that have responded to this and brought up new ideas, which has widened the goalposts on this, which is absolutely fantastic. But until I get a listen, I won't know what Paul meant by what they had said and things, you know, so we have to listen to that. So it's obviously a topic that is going to expand how do you say that word? I can't even say the bloody word. Excuse my French. Expand to infinity and beyond. Yes, it may well do, actually. So I guess that's my honest thoughts, my simple-minded thoughts on that particular query questions. As I said, so many things about the world and the universe and the cosmos have bewildered me and kept me awake many a night. Even when you just think, and I know this is nothing to do with the subject, but when someone says to you on a program, a geologist says that they've found a fossil from 20 million years ago on this planet, and that's not the oldest one, obviously. We know it goes way, way back. But when they say 20 million years ago, it's so bewildering in itself. And so many people just don't believe it. Can't be strong, can't be. Well, can or can't be. But all I'm trying to say is, there is so much out there that bewilders. And the thought that, belief aside, that there was a purpose, or ever was a purpose, to the creation. And we have to say that, because we know scientifically that, we believe scientifically, that the universe was created from the Big Bang. So, if we're just looking at it from the scientific side of things, if it was created from a Big Bang, do we then believe that there was a purpose behind the Big Bang? That some entity or some force created the Big Bang with a purpose of creating a universe? That's so damn vast. No. I'd love to chuck in a wee bit about my actual belief about things between my coexistence of my faith with the practical side of this purpose, but I'll leave it aside, since Chris specifically asked to leave it aside. But you can see how hard it is for people like myself to actually answer this question without relating somewhere along the line to our faith and belief. But I'll do another view on that, because I think it might clarify what my views are. It may actually surprise some people out there who have great faith. It may actually surprise those what my actual belief in the whole thing is. It might not. But I think it's a great subject, you know. And I'm really keen to hear what the widened goalposts are. What's that all about then? Is he just trying to toy with our minds? Has Chris got a purpose behind all this? Yeah. Great stuff. Okay. So, I'm going to stop before I hit the big road. I'm going in to get a hot bowl of soup. And then, would you believe, ice cream on a day like this? Yeah. I know what I'm getting for dinner. Ice cream and peaches after soup. Well, there you go. So I'm heading home with a tongue-in-cheek purpose to warm my belly. And then, to be completely ironic, to chill it off. Okay, thanks for listening. See you by the new.